From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. Ballots for the Democratic presidential primary in Utah were mailed out this week, and they include candidates who dropped out of the race, one as far back as nearly 6 weeks ago. KUER's Sonia Hudson has more.
Cottonwood Heights resident and Democratic voter Mason Foster got one of those ballots. He says he's worried that some people who haven't been closely monitoring the news might think that because their preferred candidates are on the ballot, that they haven't dropped out of the race.
Every vote matters. And so you might cast your vote for your first choice without realizing it and then come to realize that, oh, I threw my vote away.
Salt Lake County Clerk Sherry Swenson says she doesn't want people to waste their vote either, but her hands are tied.
With the federal law, we're required to mail ballots to the overseas and military voters 45 days before Election Day. And in order to prepare for those, we have to lock down our database, and then no changes can be made after that point in time. And that's the problem.
The ballots instructions encourage people to check the county clerk's website, where an updated list of who's still in the race and who has dropped out is posted. Sonia Hudson, KUER News.
A committee of Utah lawmakers has approved a bill that would require online and printed pornography to carry warning labels and subject violators to possible fines of $2,500. Republican State Representative Brady Brammer proposed the idea of labeling print and digital pornographic content in the state with warnings on the potential harm for minors. The bill passed a key hurdle Tuesday when the House Judiciary Committee voted 9-2 in favor of the legislation. The bill next heads to the House floor for debate. Utah plans to make a bid for a future Winter Olympics. Governor Gary Herbert and Salt Lake City Mayor Erin Mendenhall announced today that they are forming a committee to put together the bid, likely for 2030 or 2034. Mendenhall says many of the facilities from the 2002 Olympics are still in great working condition.
Our city really treasures its Olympic heritage, and we welcome the opportunity to show the world how we've grown.
The bidding process for the 2002 Salt Lake City Winter Games was marred by bribery allegations. Charges against two committee members were ultimately thrown out. The National American Indian Housing Council and Wells Fargo announced a $600,000 pilot program to help senior homeowners in tribal communities with housing repairs. The population of Native Americans and Alaska Natives over the age of 65 is expected to essentially double by 2060, according to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. The pilot program will distribute grant funds to approved tribal housing programs that will then help seniors carry out home repairs, like repairing roofs, plumbing, and heating. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has affirmed a decision in the case of a transgender inmate in Idaho who sued for sex reassignment surgery. That means that now the state's only option for appeal is the U.S. Supreme Court. Amanda Peacher reports.
Last August, a panel of appellate court judges ruled in favor of inmate Adri Edmo, but the state petitioned the full Ninth Circuit to reconsider. It declined. There was some dissent, with the minority writing that the decision was unprecedented and unjustified. Edmo is now slated to become the first transgender inmate to get gender confirmation surgery through a court order.
So in that light, it is precedent setting.
That's Edmo's attorney, Lori Rifkin.
And what defendants in the state of Idaho should do right now is to provide the treatment that they have clearly been told is required under the law.
In a statement, Idaho Governor Brad Little said that the effort to appeal the case to the Supreme Court is already underway. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Amanda Peacher.
Reports from the Utah Snow Survey show snowpack levels statewide are up 40% from this time last year and are 29% above the normal amount. The National Weather Service says Utah snowpack currently varies between 70 and 130% of average. The report took into account snowpack from October through January. However, even though current levels are high, more snowpack is needed to offset 2019's exceptionally dry summer. The majority of last year's snowpack for the summer came from March and February. If the current trend continues, Utah could receive enough snow to offset dry summer conditions. You're listening to KUER News. I'm Caroline Ballard.